meeting on next Thursday unless we wanted to try to move it up and have it an earlier day next week. I think that would be better. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here Thursday.
But if we lose Frank, that may be our quorum. Then be-
you guys have shoved through all the Anchorage stuff.
Right.
Willow Park. Park.
No, Hollywood Festival.
Well, I'll come for that.
Are we, would you be where you could be on a telephone? At 8 o'clock Thursday morning?
Next week. Oh, that's right. That's just
incommunicado.
Where's Andrew?
We've got a teleconference, I think, working up for next week on the foreclosure problem. For next Thursday. Yeah.
So why don't we just plan to go ahead with next Thursday's meeting? We do need to get some more information and testimony, I feel, to resolve, you know, get a better grip on the foreclosure situation. But why don't we try for then the following week to schedule or provide a forum the following week or the week after. We'll see what people's availability is and the people we'd be interested in having come and take up some of those issues at that time. Representative Porcello?
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, you did say what you had intended. Could you tell me who we're going to have for this foreclosure legislation? I know we had some discussion when the attorney was here. Either I was asleep or I was having a real tough time following what the attorney office, I guess.
The woman attorney we had.
Yeah, and I'd like to get either some new people or some different perspective. I get letters and cards like I'm sure other people do. I mean, there is a sense of having the rug pulled out from underneath people, and I still view this area as something that we need to look at and possibly do something about. And I don't think our resolution on the disclosure goes far enough, but I need to hear from some different people, I think, because I was not understanding the issue well enough or getting enough perspective.
I was going to maybe, Ann, did you have some specific people that we've talked to or lined up already?
I wouldn't mind hearing from the end of this. And I don't know if Mr. McNall is, you know, prepared to come back again or not, or was listening in, or I know he's submitted some very concrete things.
And then, right, and then we have, what I would propose we do is that we put out for discussion, you know, or conceive our hearing around the proposals that Representative Gruenberg has made, the proposals Mr. McNall has made, and that we try to hear from a variety of people on that. Does that sound like something to do, Representative Breger?
Yeah, I think that's fine, and I think that Representative Porcello is right. Maybe we can find someone from the real estate industry that can have some input on it, too. I'm not sure it's just who it would be right now, but maybe we can call the Board of Realtors and see if they can send someone or teleconference them in or something.
Yeah, I think a teleconference would be good. If we put out the word in advance that we're going to take up the subject, I think we have in our files quite a few letters from individuals that have written in. We might alert those people that we're going to be taking it up and just see, try to get the interested parties together to have a focused discussion on that issue. Okay.
You wouldn't get your picture in the paper. You wouldn't get this many letters.
Yeah. Is that why?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I only go to the people who smile.
I didn't get any.
Yeah.
Nobody wrote to me at all.
Is there any further business?
I have one.
Representative
Not yet.
Just one last thing for whoever's left here. You know, we got another draft back on trading under negative equity situations. This is not to supplant House Bill 432, but rather just keep on toying with things that can work. And I was thinking I might ask AHFC or their legal counsel if this helps at all and implement what they're trying to do. And if it doesn't, that's fine. But I just wanted to get something out on the table. And in response to, there's an amendment attached to it in response to the proposals from the I believe it's the right group or. you know, several of the residential or condo owners associations that maybe everybody should chip in on some of these problems. If it turns out that there's something that's cooking there, we could add a deal that somehow allows the trade to take into account the negative equity, but less amounts received from these various parties who chip in. And so this is just more for discussion purposes type stuff I'd like people to have a chance to look at.
Is House Bill 432 in the Finance Committee?
No. Madam Chair, it's
Judiciary.
It's still in Judiciary, and I heard that I was told it was bogging down. I don't know if that's true or not.
Trade bill?
Yeah.
We heard that at the public hearing in
Anchorage. The public hearing told us, yeah.
A lot of people told us that it had been tabled, but I understand that's not the case. Well, do you envision this being a substitute for that or an addition to that?
Madam Chair, I have no pride of authorship. I would look at it more as being in addition to or a substitute for, but not competing with, just whatever works.
Okay, well, let's be sure to share this with Representative Donnelly and the Judiciary Committee, too, so that... is there any further business? This meeting's adjourned. Thank you.